Well, let's continue on now with Free for All Friday. Good to have you along for the conversation. Greatly appreciate you guys doing this every week. 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. We'll go to Mary in Massachusetts. Mary, how are you today?
Good morning. Hi. I've got 2 points to make, Steve.
All right.
A woman in Vermont. This is all happening because Joe Biden is incompetent, though he is. This would happen with any Democrat, okay? Rhino that takes the presidency. Secondly, I'm concerned because in about 37 days, the World Health Assembly, is going to start, and they're going to push a pandemic treaty. And we need to speak with our representatives and senators and tell them the U.S. cannot sign on to this. Please go to sovereigntycoalition.org. That's what greatly concerns me right now, because once that would be imposed on the United States,
we can't allow that. Nothing. I agree with you. Can't allow that to happen. What's the website again?
sovereigntycoalition.org.
All right. Greatly appreciate that, Mary. Thank you, because it is an important topic. Let's go to Steve in Connecticut up there on the East Coast as well. Steve-O, what's on your mind on this free-for-all Friday?
Oh, you just went, your voice just lowered quite a bit. Hey, Steve, love your show.
It's the steroids.
Every morning.
Yeah, I appreciate you watching. Thank you. what's on your mind?
I just wanted to bring up a point that I haven't heard lately in conservative media. That Congress has a sexual harassment, I'll put rape in air quotes, hush money slush fund to pay off the victims so that the politicians' careers aren't damaged.
Oh, that's been going on for years. Oh, yeah, years. They've got that in Congress, okay.
And Stormy Daniels says that she's not even a victim. It never happened. But this is okay because the dollar amount is put in the correct accounting column.
Yeah, Stormy Daniels was not a victim. There's not a case there. It's called a non-disclosure agreement. It'll happen a few thousand times across America, maybe several thousand, hundreds of thousands of times this year in America.
My point is that they're trying to put Donald Trump in jail because of the dollar amount being put in the wrong.
No, Stephen. They're trying to put Donald Trump in jail because they can't beat him at the ballot box.
I understand that. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy of the trial.
Absolutely true, Steve-O. Thanks for checking in, my friend. Thank you.
All right.
Kentucky. We got Kentucky on the map here with Wayne. Wayne's in Kentucky. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Steve, and I want to say this about you. You are a patriot of this country. I enjoy your show. And my comment is this, that I would like to you and other great patriots who have a good platform, push this. First of all, we need to get money out of politics. So,
agree with that.
My suggestion would be that each state pass laws that no one can donate to a candidate in their state if they don't reside. You keep George Soros money out. You keep the wacko Californians' money out of elections. Second of all, our representatives work for each state. They cannot be allowed to take lobbying money. If they take the money, it should go back to each state treasury. That's why they keep voting the way they do against their constituents, because they get control of the money. Mm-hmm. We need to control the money and get it out of politics. And we need to rein in these crazy politicians who think they're God. And especially Mitch McConnell, he needs to go home. I wish to God he'd move out of Kentucky, because he's not a Kentuckian and he's not a patriot. Thank you very much, sir, and I appreciate it. And I wish you and other conservatives would get an organization together implement and push these ideas.
Well said, Wayne. Greatly appreciate it. Wayne from Kentucky. All right. We've got a state out there that I don't know that we're ever going to get it back. I sure wish we could. You look what's going on in the state of New York and say, gosh, can we ever get it back? But I don't know. Tony's there in New York. Tony, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me. You're wonderful, and your wife, Ivy, is too.
Thank you very much. I'll be sure we tell her. She's not here today, as you can tell. What's on your mind? Where do you live in New York?
I'm in Long Island, New York, which is pretty red, but everything else is being controlled by the blues. And my question is not really a specific question about a area or anything like that. I just want to know, why is it that the United States is expected to bail out everyone in the world, and we never hear, and I yell at the TV all the time, I never hear what the UK, what Poland, what any other country in the world is doing for these wars across the world?
Well, they contribute some money, but never as much as we do. Never as much manpower, equipment, cash as we do, which is, that's where, why do you think we're $34 trillion in debt? Because these warmongers just want to go, you know, spend money. And then once we burn up all these missiles, like Israel did yesterday, we'll restock and resupply. And then after we blow countries up, we'll go rebuild those countries. So we supply the missiles on this side and all the machinery. And then we spend all the American money to pay for that. And then we go and rebuild these countries, take all the American money and pay for that. Dwight Eisenhower was exactly right. It's insanity. Thank you for calling in, Tony.
Yes,
really appreciate
right.
you. Yeah, he was right. Dwight Eisenhower, great president, by the way, 34th. You ought to check it out. Gail is in Virginia. Gail, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Steve. Listen, first, I want to say I love your show. I never miss it, period. Okay.
Thank you.
Second, I have a gripe with the Republican Party and the way they raise money. I mean, I got to tell you, I contributed money when Trump first announced. And since then, they have my phone number. And, you know, as soon as you contribute money through that WinRed organization, I get like 10 texts every day. And it doesn't matter. They all come from a different phone number. And you can say stop, and they never stop. So I'll tell you what, I'd probably contribute more money if they would stop texting me.
Blowing up your phone. Yeah, I get a billion phone text messages, emails. And I don't know which one to give to. That's the problem. We don't. Is it this one? Is it that one? You know, who knows? I agree with you.
As soon as it filters through to that thing that says WinRed, I stop. You know, I try to contribute to individual candidates.
And I think that's a good idea. You know, give locally and do the best you can. I got to leave it right there, Gail. I think you're right. We're all tired of getting blown up. Hey, give. No. Get off of my back. Gary, we're going to go to Gary. We're going to get one more in here before we hit the break. Gary in New York, you're going to round out this segment for us, sir. You got about 45 seconds. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mr. Gruber. I think you're a great American. That's the first thing I want to say. I watch both your shows, your 6
Thank
o'clock
you.
And your 3 o'clock.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
I have a little bone to pick with you. You had
right.
Kennedy on. Kennedy is a kook. I don't think you pushed him enough. I think you let him say the things that he wanted to say. I don't think you pushed back at all. The guy wants fossil fuels gone. He believes in electric cars.
He does, but hold on. He does. He did. He's a big climate change guy, but he also said you don't destroy the country for it. He said you don't destroy the economy for it. So let me ask you something before I go. Would you pick RFK Jr. to be president or Joe Biden? If you had to pick one of the two, which one would you pick?
I didn't hear you. Sorry, sir.
Biden or Kennedy? Who would you pick?
I'd probably go with none of them. But
well, you can't do that. That wasn't an option. I got to run. I appreciate your point. I'll be back.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
What's CBD? Well, I can tell you this. CBD is not about getting high. It's about getting well. CBD comes from cannabis, but it's not marijuana, and it doesn't get you buzzed. It is used to manage pain, calm people, level out anxiety, and help you sleep. It also works for pets, too. It's great. CBD is here to help. And the best CBD comes from PatriotsRelief.com. PatriotsRelief.com, or call 877-230-1776. Use promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you by the American Council.